The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi, guys. So today we are going to be talking about something that changes you in ways that you really don't fully understand until after it happens. And that is growing and moving away from home. And not really just the physical part of moving and going to college or just moving to a different place, but physically leaving the environment that shaped you and realizing how much of you was built around it. And I think a lot of us romanticize, you know, leaving our hometown and going to a place that, you know, we've always dreamed about or we think about, but we don't really talk about what it feels like in reality to do that. So I first wanted to start and talk about how, you know, the dream of it all is really cute on the outside and in your head, but the one part that's not is actually saying goodbye when the time comes. And, you know, for many of us, there's always been somewhere else or a place that we've always seen ourselves there, you know, somewhere bigger, somewhere different, somewhere we imagine a slightly cooler, more confident version of ourselves. And for me, that was California. I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina, and I love it. I had my people, my routines, my family. I'm the oldest of six, so leaving for college wasn't just, you know, going 2 hours away or being a road trip away from home. It was, you know, going across the country in my case. And as I said, being the oldest, it was definitely harder because I had so many siblings to leave behind. I had a lot of family. My whole support system is there. And it was a huge, you know, shift in my life to not be, you know, 2 hours away from home, but I'm now a 6 hour flight away from home. So that was a big change. But, you know, not being the first one to go and step out, but I was also the first to prove that it's possible to do something big like that. And when it finally came to the point where I was leaving and going to the airport, it was not pretty. I cried so much. And that's the part no one really prepares you for is, you know, you can have a dream and want to go somewhere really bad, but you can still like grieve the place you're leaving while doing that. And that's kind of where excitement and grief can sit in the same area in your head. And that's where it can get kind of confusing and doubt can come in. But I don't think you realize how much of an advantage it is to be somewhere and to take a big stepping stone like that until you actually do it. That's where I kind of wanted to come and talk about, you know, who you are at home versus who you are elsewhere and when you go somewhere. And it can be uncomfortable to kind of hear that, but it is true. We are different people in different environments. In high school, I was really introverted. I'm still introverted, but imagine me right now times 10. I stuck to my people. I didn't really go out of my comfort zone at all. And so I had this version of myself in my head, you know, a girl who does a lot, who's more spontaneous, outgoing, travels, but I didn't really know how to be her, if that makes sense. Because when you grow up somewhere, there's this invisible pressure, I'd say, to stay consistent and to not change that much, to not outgrow the people around you. And sometimes we don't even realize that's, you know, happening and we just call it normal. Then, you'll move somewhere new and suddenly no one knows your old story. No one expects you to act a certain way. No one's tracking who you used to be. And that's when, you know, it's interesting because when there's no audience that's known you forever and known how you grow up, then you can decide who you are from then and kind of restart. And it's scary, but it's also a sense of like freedom. So now I kind of wanted to go into how adjustment works when you do make that move. When I moved to California for college, I was also moving for collegiate volleyball. So I adjusted really quickly, and being on a team obviously helps. You automatically have people around you, you're busy, you're training, you're building routines fast, you're making all these friends. And yes, it helped so much, but it doesn't cancel out the homesickness that you will feel when you do leave home. Because there were nights where it was harder than others and I did just want to go home. But for a second, it can make you feel a little bit of doubt. And, oh, did I make the wrong choice of coming out here? Like, I wish I could just go home this weekend. But missing home doesn't mean you picked the wrong place or you made a mistake. It just means you loved where you came from. And I see that as a privilege. So this is a big one, a big tip if you are moving somewhere that I learned, and I kind of would call it the yes era. So here's when you realize that no one knows the old version of you. So you can either choose to be the same person and stick to your ways, or you can kind of experiment. And this is when the yes phase can start. Yes to, you know, late night drives. Yes to grabbing food. Yes to the concerts. Just saying yes to the random side quest that makes no logical sense, but somehow becomes your favorite memory. And I think a crazy thing that I did learn from that is confidence doesn't, you know, come before you do those spontaneous things. It comes after. And every time you say yes to something that, you know, you might feel nervous and it's out of your comfort zone, you actually build, you know, proof that you can handle it and you can do stuff like that. And over time, that evidence can kind of stack up. And one day you will realize that you're not overthinking everything and you're confident in every room you walk into and you're just doing things freely. And I find that very comforting in a way, just because when you build so much more confidence in yourself, everything else around you is easier, you know, because overthinking just takes so much energy and being anxious and nervous about everything around you just sucks your energy up. And I would say that's just one of the biggest advantages of moving, is how much confidence you build in yourself and you just feel more sure about everything around you. So it makes everything easier. And that kind of goes into a moment I had last year when I went home for the first time since moving to California. It was over Thanksgiving break and I remember looking at my graduation card because it was still hanging on the fridge, and I just stared at it and I thought to myself, I don't even know her. As cliche as that sounds, it's like truly what I felt. I just felt different, and not in a sad way, but in a relieved way, because I could feel how much I've changed just in those couple months that I was away. And I spoke differently. I carried myself differently. I felt more sure of myself. And what's interesting is, you know, going home didn't make me feel like my high school self and my old self. It made me feel more free to come home. I was more comfortable. I had met myself somewhere else, and leaving didn't disconnect me from home. It gave me more perspective on it. And that's how I kind of wanted to go into how leaving in your 20s is such an advantage. So overall, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the hard part that isn't really talked about when you move somewhere and take a big step like that. Because, you know, when you're in high school or even your first couple years at home, you generally think you know yourself. You think you've reached your final form. You have your personality, your friends, your routines, and maybe you like that version of you. But then when you move, you suddenly realize that was just one version, and not the only version, not the fullest version, but the version that made sense in that environment. And there's something about stepping into a completely new place, you know, with new energy, new people, new expectations that shapes you in ways staying comfortable never could. And you start saying yes to things you would have never talked yourself out of before. You introduce yourself first. You know, wear clothes you never thought you would. You go to a concert. You book a trip. You kind of create the life instead of romanticizing about it. And you end up thriving in it. And that's the part that changes everything. You might think you're the best version of yourself right now, and maybe you are for where you are. But there's almost, I think, always a bigger, more confident version of you waiting in a new environment. You know, college or your early 20s in general is just the perfect time to test that, because this is the one phase of your life where the stakes are low in the best way. You don't have a down payment on a house. You don't have a full-time career. You don't have kids depending on you. Or you don't have just decades of routines that you have to disrupt. And, you know, if it feels hard, you can adjust. If you don't love it, you can go back. If you miss home, you visit. It's all temporary, but self-growth is permanent. And that's what makes it such an advantage. Moving away forces you to make decisions for yourself. And you build confidence because you have all of this proof that you can do things and you can handle things. And you can go somewhere and build a new life and be uncomfortable, but still survive in it. And once you know that about yourself, you carry it everywhere. And that's kind of the real gift of moving and starting over. You know, you become someone who trusts themselves and who takes risk, and someone who knows that they can just start over if they ever need it. So if you're in a phase where you're deciding whether to move, go away for college, or make a big, you know, scary decision, I'm here to remind you that everything is temporary. You're not leaving forever. You're not abandoning where you came from. You're just expanding. You're giving yourself, you know, the space to grow beyond the version of you that only exists in one environment. You're testing your independence. You're going out of your comfort zone. You're allowing yourself to meet that version of you that you might have never had the chance to meet if you stayed in the same place. And I think that's the most important part about moving. It's not about running away. It's about stepping forward and choosing growth over comfort and seeing who you become when you give yourself permission to try. And even if you come back, you won't come back the same. You'll come back confident, clear, and just having more trust in yourself and who you are. And I think that's the real win. Thank you so much for listening to In Between Semesters, and I hope today's episode reminded you that growth is scary, but it's also where you meet the strongest version of yourself.